It's time. I've been coaching the team for 40 years. I've been a coach here for 44 years. I was a player here before that. So for 48 out of the last 49 years, I've been reporting to duty for BU Hockey. And that's enough.
That's Boston University hockey coach Jack Parker, who announced his retirement this afternoon at the Terriers' home, the Agganis Arena. Doug Trabu of WBUR's Only Game was there and joins me now in the studio. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Sasha.
And Doug, tell us about the scene as Parker made that announcement.
Well, it was in a very crowded room at the Agganis Arena. There were many former players. The current team was there. A lot of media. Parker was flanked by the athletic director, Mike Lynch, and by the president of Boston University, Robert Brown. And he made a number of statements, took a lot of questions, and there was quite a bit of shaking of hands and hugging after the fact.
So in terms of why he's retiring now, you know, as you know, last season, two BU players faced charges of sexual assault for incidents on campus. Then it was revealed that after the 2009 national championship, there was this wild player gathering at the arena that included drinking and apparently sex in the penalty box. Last fall, a university task force issued a scathing report that found that some players operated in what it called a culture of sexual entitlement that stripped Parker of his title of executive director of athletics. Did all this play a role in his retirement?
Well, he said that he intended to retire last year, but when the two assault cases came out, he didn't want to leave on that note. He wanted to get past that and help the program get past that. He says that that's not a factor now, that he feels like he's going out on a better note, but it definitely did seem to play a role, and he said it was a tough time for the program.
It was tough, but it was good to get through it. I'm glad we're through it. We've incorporated the stuff that the task force has asked us to do. That we were doing a lot of it already. We've implemented the other things, and I think our program is better off for it. And I know that our program is better off for it. So I'm proud of the way my team handled it all. To tell you the truth.
Jack Parker is third on the NCAA's career victories list, and he led BU to three national titles. So there's no shortage of stats about his success on the ice. What do you think will stand out in the long term?
I think that overall body of work for hockey, to have 40 years with one team, three national titles, he holds the record for most victories with a single school. I think that's a standard to survive for four decades as the game changed dramatically. That'll be something that'll go down in the history books.
Has Parker said what's next for him?
The university's going to retain him in a fundraising role for at least a couple of years, 3 or 4 years probably, to help fundraise for the athletic department and for the university at large.
And is BU saying yet who will replace Jack Parker?
They said that they are opening a national search. One candidate is Mike Bavis, the longtime assistant coach. He said he will definitely be a candidate and who would like to get to the job. But it's a very desirable job, one of the most storied programs, so they'll be doing a wide national search.
And I'm sure you'll be covering it. That's Doug Trabu. He covers sports for WBUR's Only a Game, which airs Saturdays at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. here on 90.9 WBUR. Doug, thank you.
Thanks, Sasha.